This podcast contains adult language. DigitalDarren.com. Today is December 23rd, 2014. Happy holidays, everybody. Merry Christmas. This NFL Week 17 picks and kicks. Before we talk about some of the fun stuff, just real quickly, sum up the league in one phrase. It doesn't have to be one word, but one phrase. The league has pretty much played itself out. We know who... Oh, I'm sorry. Calhoun in the building.
Yo...
Sum up the league in one phrase.
Unpredictable. Now, of course, we know some of the teams that's in the playoffs, but week in, week out, you'll have something like the Steelers lose to Tampa Bay, then come back around and beat Denver, per se. But they actually lost to Tampa Bay, and they came back and reeled off an impressive victory. Or you'll have a Peyton Manning throw four interceptions and lose to Andy Dalton, but will rout Phillip Rivers. I mean, it's been so up and down, unpredictable. Really, the only team that's been constant pretty much has been the Patriots. They started off...
Well, not even them, because they started off and got ass whipped by Kansas City.
Everybody.
I would say the most constant team has been the Cardinals. The Cardinals started out 7-1. I mean, not inconsistent, but they still won last week. Week one, the week before
lost. You know who's been constant? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's who. You know what you're getting week in and week out of them bumps. You're getting a good old L. And that's who's the constant. But besides them, everyone else has been just unbelievable. And the NFC South has just been pathetic this season. So it's been a up and down highs and lows of the NFL. I'm so glad I'm not a gambling man. Because I'll probably be on Peace Street butt naked.
Well, by the Peace and Kids record, you're winning. So you probably like 80-something and 40. So if you were gambling, you would have did a good job for the most part.
I am spectacular, aren't I?
I guess you could call yourself that. But I would say astonishing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought the college football season was better than the NFL season just because of the playoffs and more I'm a college fan. But
that's what it is.
The NFL has so many just good talking points, from the NFC South being sucky to how competitive the NFC West is, and the NFC North, to how Jay Cutler is kind of folded. He's kind of been like a main storyline all year. To the Patriots, everybody thinking the Patriots done, to them coming back, to Peyton Manning whole course, to RG3, what the hell is going on with RG3 in Washington, to is J.J. Watt the Knicks coming to God on the football field, to so many little different talking points. It's an astonishing season. And
to new stars like Odell Beckham coming through. And
just the Rick Ryan receivers, because it's gonna be him. He's got 1,000 yards. Kevin Benjamin is at 999. Mike Evans is like 976.
To Detroit doing what they're doing and missed a lot of the seasons. Kevin Johnson missed a lot of that season. Mm-hmm. And to Detroit being back in the thick of things, you know, Green Bay. I didn't think Detroit were gonna go to the
spectacle. That's the Jets always.
Yeah. To Buffalo looking like what they're looking like. If they get a decent quarterback, they can go far. To Johnny Manziel fiasco. Oh my goodness, he's not what they thought he was. So he may be. I mean, the NFL had a lot of storylines and highs and lows, and it's just been to them bum ass Saints falling off and looking bad like they look.
All right, so let's go on with that being said. Let's go on and talk about some fun stuff. Let's power rate the coaches who should be fired. Better yet, instead of power ranking, we're going to go team by team. And the teams who coaches should stay, they'll be real quick. So I'll let you.
I'll read them off. You go ahead. Again, we're going to flip this to Digital Darren and his expertise as he is. So let's go with Arizona Cardinals.
Bruce Arians stay. He should be coach of the year.
Now, let's go on down here to the dirty South. That filthy, dirty guy, Mike Schmidt. What you think about him? Don't worry about it. Fired. Right now, let's get Steve Martin off the sideline, please.
Let me ask you this. We're going to stay on Mike Schmidt. This is an Atlanta show. If he wins, goes to the playoffs and makes some noise, What does it take to keep for him to keep his job?
Let me tell you something. He's already on death row. He's been strapped into the chair. They already got a strap. They already got the needle out. We're about to lethal inject him. He's out of here.
Well, the governor can still make the call.
The phone off the hook. We already got the phone out. We didn't pay AT&T this month because we're going to for sure get him on out of here. No, there is no second chance for this guy. It's time. We're tired.
This is probably the winningest coach in Falcons history.
And he's got to go. Hit the road, Jack. But thank you for the stepping stool.
So what if we win and go to the playoffs?
It doesn't matter.
And catch
he's the Cardinals. Catch the Cardinals and beat the Cardinals. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to beat the Cardinals at home. But guess what? Can they beat Detroit? In Detroit?
They should have beat them in London.
Can they beat them?
Yeah, they can beat them.
They can beat Detroit.
They can beat Detroit.
With that man back now, with Kevin Johnson. They can beat not Detroit. Not their third string tight end like they had. This ain't across the world. Can they beat Detroit?
Yes, they can.
They lost to them.
Because of Mike Smith, the guy we talk about now. But
we got the same coach now. Playbook and all.
So let me ask you this.
Covering book, that is.
Because I think a few weeks ago, only one of the members of DigitalDare.com podcast show was bold enough to say that the Falcons would tease us the only way they knew how. Of course they were going to beat New Orleans.
Who said that?
The host of DigitalDare.com. Me.
What did you text? One of the most profound lines this weekend. What are they going to do with a Magnum?
They going to fuck the whole city.
You said the Atlanta Falcons going to go and get the biggest man you ever seen to fuck over the city of Atlanta come Sunday. And by God, I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
All right, so if they lose, of course he's gone. If they win, what happens to Mike Smith?
He's out of here.
So nothing can keep him for you.
Oh, it's over with.
What if he stumbles into the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, he's not. Let me tell you something. If he goes to the Super Bowl, he's in. I want a lifelong contract. He's the greatest coach ever. If he walks down to, my God, if he gets a win.
And the Falcons are coming in as a 20-point underdog or 14-point underdog in the Super Bowl.
If somebody got a dollar on the Falcons and they go to the Super Bowl,
I actually got a bet for the Falcons to make the Super Bowl.
In Vegas?
Yeah, at the beginning of the year. You know,
is that me too, or that was last year?
That was last year for you.
Okay.
This year with me, I bet George will go to the national championship. Florida State for Lynn himself will go to the national championship. And the Falcons would go to the Super Bowl.
So Linus is going to make some money. And that's where that buck stops. So anyway, this Mike Smith bus can stop. And we can say this for the rest of the podcast. Mike Smith, out of there. Now, Baltimore Ravens, John Harbaugh. Stay. Buffalo Bills, Doug Marrone.
First year he stayed. Second year he stayed, they made progress.
Well, they've been doing pretty good.
Well, they made progress, except for they laid a shitty game against Oakland. But
now, what about this other guy who should have been fired last year? The Panthers coach Ron Rivera. Now, keep in mind now, if it wasn't for them going to the playoffs, he would have been fired. So now here we are once again. Now, Carolina.
Now we say lose a lead town match. This is the very definition of a lose a lead town match.
Because whichever one of them lose Sunday, they'll be fired Monday. Unless it's out the blank and he's probably going to wait till next week. But whoever loses this game Sunday, you bet your last sandwich, they out of here. So what about this guy here, Chicago Bears, Mark Trump?
Oh, he gone. We ain't got him.
He's only been here 2 years.
Everybody from who's not the owner to the players will be gone this year. Chicago has taken a step backward.
I think you only get rid of one guy, that Jay Cutler guy. Like I was saying in the other podcast, y'all was like, he's $100 million. You see, they benched that guy.
And guess who's starting for Chicago this week?
Because Jimmy Clausen got a...
It doesn't matter.
And Jimmy Clausen...
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make it up.
Only...
My goodness.
So this is... Just listen to what you said. That's why he's gone. You started Jimmy Clausen to prove a point. You got him hurt. Now you got to put back in Cutler. If he gets hurt, you can't trade him. Coaches out here, man. Last Jimmy Clausen was a bird to management on his way out the door. That's just like him pooping on the desk for his boss.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree here. I think Mark Trestman stays.
Keep this on the podcast. We're going to go back to this later.
Yeah, I think he stays. All right, here we go. Marvin Lewis.
If they lose a first-round game, he got to go.
See, the problem with Mark Trestman and Marvin Lewis, the guy behind center, he's the problem. And here's the correlation. Both of them are $100 million guys. I seen that game Sunday. I swear, Cincinnati keep winning in spite of Andy Dalton.
He got AJ Green. I've never seen a quarterback break or get a ride when she's on broke.
He got AJ Green killed. You should have seen some of the other shit he was throwing. Unbelievable what he's like, I don't get it. Put the money in the bag now. Jay Cutler, Andy Dalton.
Cincinnati fans, if it's any Cincinnati fans, and I know it's a couple of Cincinnati fans listening, please email us digitaldron@gmail.com so we can know how you guys truly feel about Andy Dalton.
In Chicago, from mouth
to mouth. I know how Chicago feel because I literally... Let me get to it. I was literally next to a Chicago fan watching the Falcons game Sunday. And this guy was basically saying, hey, we're not playing Cutler because we don't want to get him hurt when we get rid trade him this year or whatever. He got to go. They're getting rid of everybody. He's like, man, I love Chicago Bears. He's like, Cutler has to go. He's like, I'd rather start over than have Jay Cutler.
Let me tell you something. They better get Danny Ferry for GM. And that's the only guy who can get rid of that kind of contract. That's it.
Hey, Danny Ferry must be an ace at turning whores into housewives. That's it. The way he moved his money, but you think he goddamn moving dope or something.
But that's it. He is laundering these picks and these contracts. So they better get him. But on the flip side, Cincinnati's from mouth to feet. Not either head to toe. Good team, because they got Andy Dalton, so it ain't the head. But from mouth to them folks loaded. They scored off defense, special team, the line.
And a hell of a run by Jermaine Hill.
Everything but what?
Quarterback.
Get him out of here. He don't want it, coach.
So what do you say about Marvin? We ramble. Does Marvin stay?
Marvin stays.
Even if they lose again in the first round.
Marvin stays. Cleveland Brown might put Petty. Let me tell you something. He's one of the worst ones, though. Because I've seen him with that against the Falcons. He can't coach a game. Worth a damn. He's as good as a high school coach. But yes, he stays. Dallas Cowboys. Jason Garrett.
Oh, yeah. Jerry Jones put his reputation out there when he said Jason Garrett is going to be a great coach. So
Jason Garrett been getting sucked off by Jimmy Jones.
When the owner sucks you off?
Because he should have been out of here.
When the owner sucks you off, you're in the best position in life, right?
What about John Fox, Broncos?
Yeah, of course. Peyton Manning keeps his job.
That's the only reason why. Detroit, Jim Caldwell.
First year they go to the playoffs, yo.
They finally got a coach. Green Bay, of course, Mike McCartney stays. Houston, Bill O'Brien.
First year they stay.
And he's been playing pretty good.
They've been doing what Houston do, average.
Chuck Pagano.
He stays.
Andrew Luck will keep him there for a couple of years.
Exactly.
Your team, Jacksonville Jaguars, Gus Bradley.
Think he got one more year.
You hold on right there, sir. Counts of Christmas. No, he doesn't. What is this, his second year?
He was 4-12 last year. Looked like he going 4-12 this year.
Man, hang it up. Out of here. Get him on out of here, coach.
They had a rookie quarterback.
What they had last year?
We can make a bet. Real bet that they go.
I don't feel as they got to get him out of there. They want to change. Gus Bradley got to go. Put him in the heap. The trash heap. Andy Reid, of course he stays.
Hold on, my friend.
What? Andy Reid doesn't stay? Of course Andy Reid stays.
Not going to the playoffs keeps him around.
You don't fire a Hall of Fame coach.
Hold on. Those are three words that shouldn't be used with
Andy Reid. Andy Reid is his record alone to get him into the Hall of Fame.
No Super Bowls.
Hey, you don't fire a Hall of Fame
The poor coach. Man's Marv Levy.
Marv Levy's though. Okay then.
Marv Levy made it to the big dance four times.
He's not as good as Marv Levy. But Andy Reid.
He's on that borderline Hall of Fame.
He's there.
Okay, let's keep going.
Miami Dolphins, this guy here, Joe Philbin.
Oh, I already said he stands, so let's skip on and go to the next one.
I hate him. I hated him since he got rid of Ocho. Mike Zimmerman in Minnesota.
First year he stayed.
And then it's Mike Zimmerman. He has a reputation. I like him. Bill Belichick. Well, we don't need to say him. Sean Payton. We don't need to say him. Tom Coughlin.
Two Super Bowls keeps him one more year. I'm gonna tell you, say this, y'all, this year.
ODB.
Odell. But he Odell. KL.
What about Sexy Rexy?
Do we even need to say this guy's name?
The lipo man himself.
Before we did every team, we wrote down which one. We had a coaches who definitely stand, a maybe pal, and a fire pal. Rex was the first name without even thinking about any other team who got in our fire pal.
Nah. Nah, Mike Smith, remember? Mike Smith.
Mike Smith was in my maybe. I erased it.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Mike Smith was the first joker in my pile.
Rex was in my pile first. only thing Rex can do besides get fired is get fired in a spectacular fashion. Maybe fuck his wife in the middle of Jet Stadium or something.
Hey, just
piss on his helmet or something.
Just as long as they don't bring that shit down here. Because we don't need them
troubles. What if he the defense coordinator?
We don't need them troubles. No, him or his fat ass brother. We don't need them troubles. None of them. Oakland Raiders, Tony Sperano.
I think they should keep Sperano.
I do too. I like what he's doing. But
he turned the team that really was one of the worst teams. And they won, what, two games in his stead? Yeah. Like, they're like 2-4, 3-3 or some shit while he's been the coach. You got to respect it.
I think they should keep him, but they're saying Harbaugh is interested in going.
I told you what I thought about Harbaugh. Yeah. Hey, man, it's not even that serious right now. We're winning. That shit gets annoying. He's almost like a brawl to a degree. Nagging when the shit going good.
I agree Tony Sperano should stay, but who knows? I think isn't Al Davis Jr. run the team?
Yeah.
So, there you go. Who knows what they're going to do? Chip Kelly with Philly, you know he stays. They're going to have to get rid of Mark Sanchez, though.
But Nick Foles broke his collarbone.
Yeah, but you don't even want Mark Sanchez for your backup no more. That guy, that looks like Mark Sanchez.
Do you want Mark Sanchez driving your car?
No.
You definitely don't want to lead the NFL offensive drive, dude.
Exactly. He's going to do like Cam did. Mike Tomlin.
He stays.
Of course he stays. Mike McCoy in San Diego. They making enough fuss. He stays. They in the playoff hunt right now.
When they in. Yeah, I think he stays.
Of course Jim Harbaugh's out of there. He don't want in.
I think he goes to Michigan. Yeah. I think his style is more suited to college than the pros.
Yeah. Pete Carroll, of course he stays. Jeff Fisher, I believe, stays.
I want to tackle that from another angle.
Okay.
Michael Vick said he wouldn't mind being the quarterback of the Redskins.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
They better not bring that nigga down now. When did he say this? Today?
No, it was like earlier.
Oh.
It was Monday, actually.
Oh, no, sir. Oh, you thought RG. No, sir. Leave him where he at. The Boneyard. No. I would. What? All right, what you were saying about Jeff Fisher?
It's probably 3 or 4 teams tailor-made to have him. If they had Michael Vick at quarterback, would really be a 3 right now. St. Louis is one of those 3 teams.
Possible. I mean, I think y'all just still like him. Mike Vick.
He's an above-average NFL quarterback.
I don't think
so. St. Louis, he's an average NFL quarterback.
He's third game, he's hurt.
He's an average NFL quarterback. If he plays 13 games, see, St. Louis is probably 9-7.
Mike Vick has only played 13 games once in his career, maybe twice in his career.
Well, you build.
And he's older.
He don't have all the miles because he didn't play for 3 years, damn though. So it's not like that. I think that he would be a good fit because the young pieces are playing good.
Kenny Britt, Tavon Austin.
Not even just the offense. Just they have a great team, just a shitty quarterback. The Arizona Cardinals, great team, shitty quarterback. Jacksonville Jaguars. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, okay. So Jeff Fisher stays or no?
He stays.
He stays. I agree. What about Ken Whisenhunt in Tennessee?
Off name alone, you said that.
And that's the only thing, maybe, but I think he gets the boot.
And plus, he says he doesn't have a quarterback because Ron J.
And he doesn't have a quarterback.
So that gives him. Plus, he's.
Give him another year. Yeah. Plus, he's fucking Ken Whisenhunt. So we're going to say one of the two best for last. I'm going to say the best one for last. What about Lovett?
Oh, he stays. I told you there's no way Lovett does not stay this year.
Get that nigga out of there. You want to win? Lovett ain't dancing right now.
A great team with a shitty quarterback. How much can you really win with? You trying out Luke McNown or Mike Glennon?
So he might stays. My goodness. He might. You go back.
That's probably what he's telling his wife. My goodness, we have shit for quarterback.
He'll curse. He's saying, gee willikers. I can't believe how many holes we have in our by God offense. This is awful. My dander's up. He probably said something like that. So here's a guy who does cuss. What about this piece of shit coach Jay Gruden? I'll tell you what, Mike. Get Jay Gruden here. That's how his brother do it. And he is absolute trash. You got to get rid of this guy. Me and you can do a better job, Mike. Back to you in the booth. What do you think about this guy, Jay Gruden?
He's. I don't think you can fire a coach after 1 year unless extenuating circumstances. And these are extenuating circumstances. This guy has the trifecta. He's thrown the franchise quarterback under the bus.
Clean under the bus. And just his mismanagement of him. So, even if you don't want RG3, what you don't do is bench him. Right? Because you got to see where your team is. Or at least try him out for trade bait. You bench him for who? Colt McCoy, who gets hurt. You send him back out after saying he was horrible. So this guy, not only did, what's interesting, the coach divided the locker room. Usually it would be a player. The coach divided the locker room, and the player has to be the adult about the situation. Boy, Jay Gruden got to go. And aside from all that, his coaching is subpar.
No, I'm going to say at the end of the day, his coaching's shitty.
He coaches like Mike Smith. So he...
Can't hate on Mikey Smith. He almost went to a Super Bowl.
What? In spite of coaching. See, some of this stuff is in spite of. In spite of bad coaching. You know why we all look good in 2-minute warning situation? Because you take the coaches out of it. That's why we look decent in 2-minute warnings. Not because, oh, the defense getting tired. Because, hey, we're not going to run that bullshit screen. Tell me one time we in the hurry-up offense you ran that bullshit screen. You recall.
I don't recall.
Exactly. Now tell me when we going in the huddle coming out, less than a minute, i.e. Cleveland, i.e. Detroit, i.e. the Panthers, and y'all run that bullshit-ass screen. Well, Mike Smith, go ahead and pack your bag, sir. Holiday Inn. They'll keep the light on for you. Not us, though. So there you have it. There you have it. It's going to be a Black Monday. And they need to start calling it White Monday. Those are the ones who do all the bullshit, right? Those are the killers. So it's going to be a White Monday indeed come, what, next week, next Monday. A lot of you guys getting hacked first day. If
who has the high, lowest odds of getting fired? I mean, who's – his odds are so high that he's fired, they take it off the board.
Oh, I think everybody on that fire list is gone.
Oakland, San Francisco. Nah, Tom Sperano State. San Francisco, Washington, Jets, Atlanta, Chicago.
Yeah, I think all
right. So Vegas, if it was betting, Vegas would take the line off of these guys.
Yeah, they out of here. I think they out of here. They gotta go. Now again, Carolina, Atlanta is just depends
it's on. It's a loser lead town match.
I think so. But let's say if the way they go, if either one of them get fired, me, I don't think you need to even do the press conference. I literally, if I was on the tap, you on the show, like, don't worry about the coach conference after that. Just, no, don't worry about it.
Oh, you tag him out.
Tag him out. Come on. You good.
Let's go on and get to the Lewinsky and the USUCK Awards. We'll start off with the Lewinsky Award this week.
We talked about that much sucking, and you want to start off with the winners?
You're right. Let's go on and flip it and start with the USUCK Award.
There we go. You suck award, Peyton Manning. That's who.
You've been itching to give it to Peyton Manning.
Nah, you love him so much. You suck him off in your spare time. Peyton Manning looked like garbage can out there yesterday. He was awful. 2 for pick 6. You should have seen when he was throwing it. And Lord have mercy, don't hit him. Because as soon as you hit him, he's off his spot. Oh, my God. That ball was going every which way but where it was supposed to go. He sucks, and I'm going to give a little bit to Andy Dalton. Because, boy, in the spotlight, you can really see what he's about. Andy Dalton is straight trash. I don't know how I know. I've seen him previously. I mean, we've all seen Andy Dalton, and we haven't seen just 1, 2, 5, 10 games of him. But every time I see him, it's like the first time. But he sucks. He was throwing all the balls in the middle, high and away. He would get you.
Oh, like killed. A pitcher.
Yeah.
Like they intentionally trying to walk somebody.
Well, he was throwing them at the high heat. Nailing it out the park, man. But Peyton Manning, you got to give it to him. 4 picks. Man had a quarterback rating of 0. Peyton Manning.
I'm going to give my USUCK Award to Calhoun.
Me? Because I said the Saints.
Exactly. Mr. MLB said it best. Man, some of these people in Atlanta heard know who was saying that. They slapped the glasses off your face. It's not about losing. It's about losing to them.
Now hold on now. I gotta say, in my own defense, my reasoning was impeccable. And it still is. You niggas really want to hoop, hip hip parade Are we going to the playoff and being one and done? Or getting in there and then getting the hell out? What good is that going to do us? It's not going to do us any good. Can we beat Green Bay?
Can't beat Green Bay.
Can we beat Dallas?
Maybe.
We're going to beat DeMarco Murray.
Anytime Romo's involved. Anytime Romo's involved.
Not there. And not this year.
They suck at home.
No. They're going to hand it off to DeMarco Murray. What we been looking like in the run game? We've been looking like the freak. Can we beat Seattle?
Can't beat Seattle.
So take your monk ass home. Lose so we can get a draft pick and rebuild. Because this is rebuilding. That's what I meant to say. But I'll take some of that You Suck Award. Because that is true. You should never win against the Saints. Okay, let's go to the Lewinsky Award. Who you got for you, Lewinsky? I'll start off. Those mighty, mighty Dirty Birds. But the Falcons look good, didn't it? I was rooting from afar, but I was rooting for them. I love the way Matt Ryan played. Now, that's what a $100 million quarterback looks like. Matt Ryan looked like he earned every bit of that money. I love how the Falcons play. And I'll tell you what else. That boy, True Fun.
He coming up. Thanks to Thomas Dimitrov's excellent drafting.
Anyway. I'm going to tell you who else I like, though, for real, is Ishmael. I don't even know why they ever sit that bum, William Moore. That, he got to go. That man, that get hurt more than fucking Steven Jackson. Ishmael is a heck of a safety. I like Ishmael. Even when William Moore is in the game, which you know he's on IR now, but even when he's in the game, I'd rather play Ishmael and him than Lowry, because Lowry is garbage. But I like Ishmael. And big ups, Big Lewinsky to the refs for cheating Jimmy Graham on that touchdown play. We would do one. We got it.
I'm going to give my Lewinsky award. I'm going to break it up. A 90-10 split. So 10% of it going to go to Tony Romo and the Cowboys for just breaking their December curse and making it to the playoffs. The other 90% of the Lewinsky is going to go to the NFC South.
Wow.
Only Atlanta can be involved in the very first loser leaves town coach tag out match in NFL history.
No, it ain't. Seattle had the same thing. Remember, because they were going against St. Louis when they were 7-9. And
Atlanta can be involved in one in this year. And not only they can be involved in one by beating their biggest rivalry the game before the last game. Big ups to in the NFC South. Big ups to the Falcons. Big ups to Carolina. You guys know how to create drama. And I'm very happy about this. You not excited about the first Loser Lead Towns match?
I'm elated. I'm going to be drunk off my ass come Sunday watching that game. And speaking of that game, you want to segue to that game first? You want to say the best for last?
Say the best for last. Let's get the pizza kit started.
Let's get it going.
First game, the Bills at the Patriots.
You can go ahead and give it to the Patriots.
Patriots, I agree. Next game is the Browns at the Ravens. Win to get in.
Ravens.
Bears at the Vikings.
Vikings.
Cowboys at the Redskins.
Cowboys. Because they still playing for something. Now, if they wasn't playing for anything, I was thinking like they're going to sit DeMarco Murray down and Dez Bryant and Tony Romo. And I say RG3 will get him one. But they're still playing. So, no.
Jaguars and Texans.
Jags. Yeah, they won for you last week.
Colts at Titans.
Titans, man, maybe. We picked the Jaguars and they fucked us. That's what happened. I picked the Jaguars at home against the Titans.
And they won.
No, they lost to the Titans.
They beat the Titans.
Did they beat the Titans?
Yes. They won 24-17 or some shit.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I am a guru. They did beat the Titans. Yes, I always do it the right way.
All these games are appetizer to the main course that we're going to get to in a minute.
Indeed.
So now we Colts and Titans. We both said the Colts. Chargers and Chiefs. Chargers.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm going with my guy. Phillip Rivers, we got something to play for. I'm going with him.
Jets and Dolphins.
Dolphins.
We got the Dolphins winning.
Exactly.
Let's Saints see. And Buccaneers.
The Trash Bowl game. Saints look like trash. I'm going to go with the Saints, though, because I don't know. How many people looking worse than the Saints is the Bucks?
Give me the Saints, too. The Eagles at the Giants.
Giants.
Odell, give me the Giants, too. The 4 o'clock games. The Raiders at the Broncos.
Broncos.
Give me the Raiders.
You want the Raiders? At the Broncos? They playing better, but Peyton Manning, they're still playing for something. Give me the Broncos.
I can't go against Peyton Manning. Give me the Broncos, too. Lions at the Packers. At home, give me the Packers.
Yeah, I go with the Packers. They've been looking like trash these last 2 weeks. Even against the Falcons, they haven't been looking that crisp. I go with the Green Bay, though. I'm going Green Bay.
Cardinals at the 49ers.
Give me the Niners.
Cardinals. Ryan Lindley may be the worst quarterback in NFL history.
They scored 3 points Sunday night. Give me the Pack.
When does he get his $100 million quarter contract?
It's coming.
Give me the Niners, too. The Rams at the Seahawks.
Give me the Seahawks one. It's going to be a good one.
Give me the Rams.
You going with the Rams?
I think the Seahawks going to rest people.
Are they a lock at that spot?
I think so.
Give me Seahawks.
Give me the Rams. All right, 8:30 game. Bengals at the Steelers.
You know who I want? Give me Big Ben, the Raper. Before Jameis Winston was taking him, Big Ben been doing it. Give me Big Ben, Antonio Brown, and let's ride out.
I'll take Pittsburgh, too. The last game, which is a 4 o'clock game.
Is a flex schedule game, so it was good enough for them to be like, we're going to put this in prime time so everybody can see a little bit of it. Come on now. It's a flex game. So they respecting our gangster.
The Atlanta Falcons versus the Carolina Panthers.
In a what kind of match?
A loser leaves town, tap the coach out match.
Well, Digital Darren, I'm telling you what I've been doing this whole time. And I've been doing it methodically. And I've been doing it like the Budweiser. It's superstition. So every time I pick against them, they win. So guess who I'm picking? The Panthers. I'm picking the Panthers to beat the Falcons so the Falcons can win. My logic is impeccable.
So the fact, but you want the Falcons to lose for draft positioning, right? Or at this point, you're just going to hope they win.
Let me tell you what I've done for real. I'm not invested in the Falcons like I was. They can't have my heart. And I don't keep getting to the cheater. No. I've already begged and pleaded. I've already threatened. And I beat. You're not going to keep having my heart. And that's what they'll do. Nah, so how you feel about it, Atlanta fan? What you going to do?
I'm out with the Falcons. Yeah, I can make that short and sweet. I ain't finna sit over here and get that logical. Hey, we need to lose to win and all that other shit you say. No, you win. You never know what may fucking happen if you keep winning.
I'm sold. I'm going with the Panthers too. Give me. Somebody find me a letter pocket. I'm going with the Birds. We beat Cam. Now, Cam plays good down here.
Cam's this nigga playing. Has two broke bones.
He didn't look like a Sunday. You damn sure didn't look like a Sunday.
Now let's go. 15 points.
He still was in a game. And he played like Cam. They just suck.
That doesn't mean he played good. Playing like Cam doesn't mean he played good.
He played like Cam. It doesn't mean he played. It just means he played like Cam.
That doesn't mean you played good or played bad.
They suck. The Panthers suck right now.
Everybody in the division sucks.
Everybody. But I might as well go with the cream or the crop. Them birds. Give me Atlanta. What is it? Give me Atlanta and give me 3.
Final score, Atlanta 24, Carolina 17.
Okay. Let's ride with that.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. This has been DigitalDarren.com. Check out some of the podcasts that we got coming down the pipe. Got the NBA preview coming down the pipe. We got the 100th episode coming down the pipe.
Say that one again, because that's going to be the treat. What we got here?
The 100th episode coming down the
pipe. 100 of the Digital Darren Show.
And this one is actually at 99, so 100 is coming real soon. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for helping us get to 99 and to 100. And make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.